For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Bluff and bluster behind the bully pulpit. Cops, DAs, and judges proclaim who is the culprit. Drugs and crime like peanut butter and jelly. Most wanted, cops, blare it from the telly. Congress can create only treason and terror. And if you disagree, you surely are in error. W is a walking billboard for success after drugs. Take five or we'll give you 20. Guilty till proven rich.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. Let's talk for a moment about truth and lies. Some people have very complex systems for categorizing untruths. There are lies and fibs, bald-faced lies, little white lies, and tall tales. Then there are people like my mother, for whom there is a much simpler system. If it's not the truth, then it's a lie. Racial profiling is a lie. It's the excuse given by lazy or bigoted cops when they are caught preying on vulnerable populations for the easy arrest instead of doing their jobs. But the excuse is a lie because the typical drug user is a white male. The people they stop fit the profile of those without the political connections or financial resources to make problems for the police. Street-level enforcement is a lie. Rich, powerful people move mountains of drugs and mountains of cash every day. Yet, most of the drug dealers doing time today were caught with less than an ounce of drugs in their possession. That you need to sacrifice some of your liberties to fight the rising tide of crime is a lie, too. The tide of crime has been ebbing for decades, and without the tsunami of drug war arrests, most of America's prisons would be empty right now. However you spin it, dress it up, or justify it, a lie is still a lie. And lying is always wrong. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Warning, the government doesn't want you to hear this ad.
Because they're embarrassed. They funded research indicating marijuana doesn't cause lung cancer and might even prevent cancer. Government research also found medical uses for marijuana, and no one has ever died of a marijuana overdose. The more research the government conducts, the more they undermine their own war on marijuana users.
Visit the Marijuana Policy Project Foundation at joinmpp.org or call toll-free 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
I urge you to hear the words of hundreds of congressmen, scientists, doctors, lawyers, and many others speaking the unvarnished truth about the drug war at our website, which is drugtruth.net. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.